12 o'clock.
Which way? So. Okay.
12 o'clock.
I won't keep
you going.
It's quite nice.
Oh God, we're enjoying it.
How far left us behind, though?
It's quite nice, you see.
How far
to know
say?
That I'm on course.
Oh, I think
it's
a long way now.
11:30.
Boat lengths.
Oh, several boat lengths.
12 o'clock.
50 meters, I'd say.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, more than 50 meters.
What we need is somebody off the back of the boat kicking.
11:30.
Like, yeah, swimming, pushing us.
With
yeah, with flippers. Yeah, absolutely.
Like a propeller.
Yeah, yeah, like a propeller. Oh, one of those. That's a good idea.
11:30.
It's a thing. 11 o'clock. Two or three blade, and they spin, and they give you forward propulsion.
It's amazing what you can do these days, isn't it?
12 o'clock.
Get some Loch monster, Loch Ness monster.
12 o'clock.
The Loch Long monster.
Gets on the back of a submarine.
Yeah, at the loading bay.
Anyway, we're well ahead of the rest of the fleet.
Oh, good.
Skip, can you take over while I can?
Some compensation.
Get yourself one.
Well, probably
I mean, you know, we could be... Forget that one.
Are we at 12 o'clock?
I'm trying to cut you down.
Are we at 12 o'clock with that boat?
Yes, you're fine.
It's coming through.
Absolutely fine.
Well, you can do this, Antonio, can't you?
I'll do it.
12, 11, 1.
No, I can do it.
It is 11 o'clock, I should say, though.
What? On arrival or now?
Where the boat
o'clock.
Is.
We're not talking
time.
1 o'clock!
1 o'clock, you're too far over.
What did you say about shouting skippers?
No, it's all right.
Ten o'clock.
It's well 10 o'clock. Okay, coming around and
there.
Okay, straighten up.
Keep telling me the time,
where is that? 12 o'clock.
Okay, so if you can just keep saying 12 o'clock and then I know when
it's
at 12.
It's getting on for 1 o'clock now.
Okay, just tell me the time.
Okay,
the time that's what we need. 12 o'clock now. Keep saying 12 or something.
12. It's getting a bit now, 11 now. 11, 12.
It. Keep saying the time.
One. 12, 11, 12, 12, 12, 11, 11, 12, 12, 11 and a half.
Playing bingo.
11 and a half.
Two fat ladies.
I think it might be legs 11. I can't see.
Oh dear.
It's not 12.
No problem.
I can't see it yet.
Do you want some sunglasses? Do you want some sunglasses, Antonio?
12. Okay, one.
It's always difficult when there's urgency in somebody's voice because you do too much then, don't you?
11.
I know, I do anyway.
Probably 11, probably 10.
10? Okay, you go,
10,
come out!
Perhaps all three quarters, too.
When I can't see...
Sorry?
I say perhaps that all three quarters.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think it's gone to 1.
Okay, now, you're 12 now. You're
fine. We're down on 12.
Fine.
Okay.
As long as I can see her, then you're 12.
Is it sun that's dazzling you, Antonio? Would you like some sunglasses?
No, I've got sunglasses.
Is it the mast that's in the way?
I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
When you say you can't see them, I just wonder
what the sail's in the way.
The sail's in the way.
Oh, let's take that down then, shall we?
Anybody like a wine gum?
Yes, please.
George?
I'll have the Pinot Noir one, please.
Go on in, there you go.
Which one?
That'll do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Emma?
No, thank you.
Captain gone. Want a wine gum, Captain? Want a wine gum?
Throw it to them.
12:30.
I'll reset it on the heading.
12:30.
Are you getting the hang of it there, Liam?
12:30.
You've used these before after you're talking things.
Oh, it's Robert.
12.
Oh, Robert, right, yeah.
Okay, I'll just set it there.
It looks like anything. If you use it long enough, you get the hang of it, I think.
I think that's it, isn't it? Things. But it does, if it's in the ear where your wind's coming in, it's a bit of an interruption, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want it actually in my ear.
You could do it on the steering wheel.
I've tied it around the metal thing that's holding up the console.
Right, that's really kind.
I think you've almost got to try and put your faith into the audio compass then to a degree.
If you go about the wind, you can't get about the wind. You've always got to know what the wind's doing. I think that's what 10 or 9 is. Whatever else you don't know, know what the wind's doing.
Less reliance on that because you're using the audio compass, but I take your point then.
11.
If the wind changes.
I think where it could be helpful is where you're putting in quite quick tacks and being about how far through the tack you're going. You know, if you got used to how fast it'd be beeping when you've done an ordinary, a close haul tack, so that you don't pop out too soon or too late.
I think you almost want to walk along the street with it for a bit.
That's a good idea.
Let's
try that when we get to Invercargill.
We could just go around with it. 11, put ourselves 11. On a beam reach or something.
Yeah.
Walk a beam reach.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, see what it does.
Because when I first started sailing, I used to do that to discover the wind. I didn't know if I was on about. When I was hanging my washing out, I'd think, like, where's the wind? Or when I was walking up the street, I'd think, where's the wind?
Yeah.
Can you do a little bit more to port? Sorry.
We can without driving.
It's just turned, so don't want
to. But not much bar. About that.
Slightly more to port.
He has just jived to go into the marina.
I don't think I want to go any more to wind. What I don't want to do is jive by mistake.
We might be able to see it.
Can you see the marina?
Right, what time is he at?
He seems to turn around. I don't know what he's turned.
Well, we're coming to the marina, I think.
He's going to the marina,
he just jived, yeah.
Are we coming to the marina?
I think so, yeah.
Should we ask Chris then? Does he want us to go
in a minute? Keep going, just keep going. You want to head for 12. You're not 12, so what did I say?
Well, what time is he at?
He's turned. Right,
what time do you want me to go to?
I just stick on the spot where you are now. This is 12.
Yeah. It's the nose of the motor sob, and tell me what time you want me to go to, yeah.
I would say, actually, maybe you can turn a little bit to left.
So 11 o'clock?
We go to 11 o'clock. See, just
about there?
Emma, how do you know when the wheel's central? Is there a notch in it or
there's
something?
There's a bit of tape on it.
Oh, right.
I would stick at that one.
It's better at 11 o'clock rather than at 12.
Okay.
Over there,
You what did you say?
What?
10 degrees port.
What?
There's calm air port. Somewhere. They want to go 10 degrees to port.
You want to go to
10 degrees to port?
What are you saying, yeah.
Keep following him.
Oh. It's going slightly to port. Do you want that or do you want me to?
No, you're all right at the moment.
Do you have that laid out a bit?
Yes, exactly.
That's 3 seconds when you're heading.
Straight now.
So you're at 12 now, this is 12 o'clock. Okay, well, ponder the time.
Ignore them now.
I'll ignore them?
Yeah. But just follow Antonio.
I'm looking at the point on the table.
Okay,
is
it, you just tell me what time that point goes to.
11.
Bring her in a bit, really, and see if it will hold.
You're going round too much, aren't they?
Starboard.
Starboard.
It's 1 o'clock then. Yes. Because we know where the bows are.
Can we now do it left and right?
Okay, yes, yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Because we're confused. We're not as clever as you on the clock. Right a smidge.
That's right a smidge.
Yeah.
It's good there.
About there?
Straighten up there,
that's
yeah.
Fine. The good thing about, if you say right 5 minutes or 10 minutes then, because the good thing about knowing that is I know how far right or left I'm going.
Right.
Well, we're all into subtle movements at the moment, so you...
Straight. Left.
You need 6 inches, no more.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because this is very tricky, this bit, so you need to keep as straight as you can.
Yeah.
We have the possibility of overtaking him again.
We're
if we can cut the corner.
Right a smidge.
We're going to try and cut the hypotenuse of his triangle.
Yes.
Come up,
well,
left. Well, yeah,
at
the moment.
Nice left a smidge. Right, hold her there. Try tightening up, Liam. That's it. Hold it there.
There's 3 wine gums left.
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Thank you very much, sir.
Could you buy fruit gums next time?
Left.
Or vintage wine gums, perhaps.
Oh.
Yeah,
are you sure?
I love them.
You're going to drive and get on this patch?
Thank you, though.
Right a smidge. Hold her steady there.
Are you employing tactics here?
Yeah, this is the hypotenuse of his triangle.
Left the smidge.
Left the smidge.
Pythagoras did say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Score and all that.
What speed have we got?
Score of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the score of the other two hides.
That's correct, yeah. You're absolutely right.
He's doing no better, so we're all right. He's all going to dead run out there.
We're actually cutting him.
I think we are.
So why do we think that he went that way then? If
keep in the wind, it looked like more wind.
All right. Okay.
Straighten up.
You're right
there,
George.
Yeah. Don't leave out of the way.
Left.
Everybody start blowing.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll say if I'm not quite heard, I just want to make sure I'm going the right way before I go. I don't want to go left when you shouted right, you see.
No, we're into 5 degrees maximum here.
Absolutely.
To keep everything
full. Tiny places, tiny.
Very subtle.
What sort of speed are we doing? about 3 knots, 3.5 knots.
3.6.
3.6.
Which is 10 knots of wind.
He's now at 9 o'clock.
So you're working out the
and he's about.
You're working out the hypotenuse. And we're going to cut in on this.
Yeah, he's got off on a triangle.
Yeah.
So if you imagine, he's at 9 o'clock at the moment.
Yeah.
Heading way off course from where we're going. We're heading directly to where we're going. We're heading dead ahead.
Oh, I see. He's not even heading from where we're going.
No, he's tacking.
Oh, I see. Well,
he's zigzagging, isn't he?
I thought that's where we were going. No. He was heading the direction where we were going.
We're going dead ahead. Can we just get down here, George? I'm sorry to be a pain.
Yes, please, Roger. Have a drink, mate. There's one over there. We'll get pressure. There you are.
I don't know why he did that, then.
He was worried about getting in the lee of the land. Because it looks on the water, you can see there's not that much wind up here.
Mm.
So we have left a smidge. We applied the Harman race philosophy.
Do the opposite.
Do the opposite to what everybody else does.
Has that left enough?
Either completely win or you completely lose.
Well, you do. You either win or lose. It's simple.
Somebody did that on the fastnet.
You can tempt.
Yeah.
You were looking at the fastnet fleet. They were all bunched up in one place. There was one boat that was sort of totally miles out.
You obviously read my book.
Strategy. I don't think it paid off.
Sorry? I know it is.
Now,
isn't
the only theory, Antonio, is that if you follow the fleet, you'll be 10th.
Mm.
What's the point
of being
10th? Right,
so you might as well
do something different,
could be first.
Exactly. I think people did understand
and
what the strategy was, but it hadn't worked.
Right, just smidge.
If you take into account all the tides and so much.
About there, ish, eh?
Yeah.
That's about the interesting thing, it's the element of chance, isn't it?
If you just happen to have got the right wind at the right time and other people didn't get it, it's not always...
We'll be calm.
We've just not got enough wind to keep everything.
There is a calm patch there.
Flapping off and all quite calm, really.
Yeah.
And we must look a picture from behind.
Yeah. We are way ahead of the rest of the fleet.
The best of your head,
right in it.
Out there-ish.
A bit more.
So does the BBC film the first two boats to arrive?
They're probably not even here yet.
He says something about them not being able to pick them up or something.
That they can't get into the marina.
Well, why can't we get to the...
Well, presumably you can only get in there if you've got a boat there.
Right a bit.
That's the BBC, surely.
Well, somebody could be pretending to be the BBC, though, couldn't they?
Yeah, good.
Is it BBC Scotland, or...?
I expect
Scotland.
So.
I think it's Scotland, BBC Scotland.
Can't be anybody else, mate.
Well, they show these things on national TV, don't they?
They can do that and still be BBC Scotland, I think.
Yes, in the same way that you get news from
about
parts of the country.
Yeah. Okay. It could be a programme about this flotilla or about...
The news item,
like
presumably.
We told you we'd get them.
We're way ahead of them, yeah.
We'd have to sink one of the boats to make them.
So he's got them now, then, cutting.
Yeah, they will pick up when they... But he's actually heading too far.
Because he'll have a bit of a broad reach going along there.
Yeah, but he'll end up almost running with us, won't he? I wouldn't have gone that far. I'd have gone halfway to catch the wind and then turn.
Maybe he's giving us a chance.
Heads.
Oh,
boss,
you want me to do that? We're going to distract it. Go with it.
That was close. Watch it jibing at any second.
What's that?
Just leave it to me a minute.
Yeah, certainly,
Push it over.
No, because the wind's actually come across now. So I think we're stuck as we are. Right, you're
playing with
it. Let me just get you on a course.
Got a calm patch.
Yeah,
over there.
Get through this calm patch.
There's a windy bit.
Just stay there, man.
Yeah, I'm just warming my feet. I'm not moving the.
Cold feet of you.
Could you harden the main up? Please, Antonio.
Take it you're standing up, Emma, are you?
Yes, I am.
I think standing up is better sometimes.
No, you won't need the wind.
I'm going to turn the conference off, so don't be expecting
the battle when we hit the marina.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, we're there.
The wind's upwind.
Spinning around the place. Yeah, it's just we're in the lee of the land.
The doldrums.
Get out of here.
Is the lee of the land like the bee of the bank?
It's more of the side of the wind, I think.
We're not doing that well. We should get out of it in a second.
Yeah, we're very close to the
engine. Help me.
Can we just stay on this course?
Very close to